there's one organizer which they call Tibet Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
This foundation was last maybe about 40, more than 40 years, they are doing charity walks in Tibet.
Uh-huh.
And they organize my visit. Now okay. I cannot go.
You can't go?
No, because I have no time.
Yeah.
I go with the
yeah.
other country. But before earlier time, as I said, 12 or 13 years I go.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Birmingham, okay. Central London, Brighton. These are the few places which
yeah.
once in a week, you know, once in a year. Because I don't have much time to yeah. go out and stay, you know.
You see patients from 5 a.m. onwards?
Yes, yes, 5 a.m. in the morning till mm-hmm. 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
Then 1 to 5, I don't consult if there's an emergency.
Mm-hmm.
Rest, I go for the male consultation.
Okay.
Sometimes patients, those who are not able to come, they send a report, their symptoms,
mm-hmm.
and what medicine, what they are taking, what their diagnosis.
What they're already taking,
yes,
Western
yes.
medicine? You
Western,
mean?
Any medicine.
Any medicine.
So then I consult mail and then prescribe medicine
okay.
by sending to mails. Then they take, then they send reports, they mm-hmm. send about their health, protecting medicine like that.
Okay.
Mm.
So, do you see more patients physically, or do you send prescriptions out, as you say, in the mail?
I see more, yes, yes. In one day, I see 100, yes.
100 patients?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Because my working hour from 5 to 1, how many hours you count?
5 to 1?
Yeah.
That's already 8 hours.
Yes. That is my routine consultation with yeah.
so
physically.
So it's 12 hours.
Yes, my mental consultation comes after lunch, 2 to 5, 6.
Okay.
So physical consultation, mental consultation, both. Okay.
When you say mental consultation, you mean?
Means I read their symptoms, mails, okay. and sometimes necessarily phone, receiving,
yeah.
or call.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, so I've got some questions that I've written down
yeah,
here.
Sure, sure.
So I've got one here. Western medicine is rediscovering the importance of emotion and emotional energy in healing.
Yeah, yeah.
Largely, this has come from the rise of new technologies. This demonstrates damage to emotional processing areas of the brain.
Mm-hmm.
Can you say something about this? So the importance of dealing with conflicting emotions, for example, in traumatized people?
Yes, this, you know, traumatized people who are suffering, you know, I was experiencing and I saw one good advantage is that it helps to slow down emergency.
Slow down emergency?
Yes, because when they are too hyper, so they have schizophrenia.
Okay.
When you give medicine, to brain slow down immediately.
Yeah, yeah.
What is the result of the emergency slow down the brain for long term? Problem caused for memories.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Problem caused for motor neuron cells down. Side effect of that medicine is too much, which they say is no antidepressant medicine is mm-hmm. poison.
Yeah.
Now they are saying.
Yeah.
I am not saying myself, but I heard this from other people who are saying.
Okay.
So in emergency, very good.
Okay.
But long term, you have to very limit. Nowadays, how many medicines are banned in USA?
Loads.
How many medicines are banned in India? Why?
Mm.
Because of this intolerance, after effect. Our medicine has no side effects, no after effects.
Mm-hmm.
So these are the emergency time which I said, allopathy, Tibetan medicine, traditional medicine goes together, very useful to control the emergency.
Okay.
But for long-term treatment is very good by this traditional medicine works very good.
Mm-hmm.
But every traditional medicine is not same. I'm just said before also, modern technology using in modern way.
Yeah.
This traditional medicine also make in different ways. Nowadays, they are using a lot of modern methods, but our medicines, which we are using now, the formulas are 4,000 years old formula.
4,000?
Yes. These scientists practicing, if you say more than 4,000, but roughly we are seeing about 4,000 mm-hmm. practicing. Because these medicines are not for instant relief.
Not for what, sorry?
Instant relief.
Yeah.
Not for pain.
Yeah.
Not for sleep. Not for tingle leisure. But they are defensive medicine, defend. Mm-hmm. Defensive for cause factor for individual.
Okay.
So no side effect, no after effect, and mm-hmm. long terms, these medicine help to not to invest the disease. Invest disease means it will not progress into other disease.
Okay.
You know these, because these are, if you don't control the cause of your problem, if you treat it superficially,
yeah.
underground what it do, you never knows.
Mm-hmm.
But Tibetan medicine not going on top.
Yeah.
It goes the grassroots.
Yeah.
That is why that's Tibetan why medicine is different. Tibetan medicine affects well, respond very well.
Okay.
For modern science, for the brain, which you are asking me the question, in many ways I say it's very appreciable.
Very what, sir?
Appreciate.
Appreciate.
Very good.
Yeah.
Because technology only diagnoses what has defect inside. What you are suffer because defection inside, damage.
Yeah.
But they don't say too much about the cause factor of damage comes from where.
Right.
But they can also say that where it goes, through that, you know, where it goes.
And technology can, you say.
And say how it was at the present condition in your body. They know these two things.
Okay.
But the Tibetan medicine go one level deeper. Where it comes. And treatment has a lot of advantage, economically advantage, psychologically a very big advantage, because always physician never treated the patient in rude way. Always counseling, always increase their mind, their, you know, mental condition. Yeah, that's true, because if your spirit is down, you cannot do anything. Somebody say, oh, you are not looking very nice, you are very ugly, immediately down. Oh, why he said to me, I'm comparatively very bad. Then this caused depression.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which is endemic.
Yes. Then slowly it revives in your mind frequently.
Yeah.
No, not only in West, it is also in this, now in the coming centuries.
Yeah.
These are the two, because this has two reasons.
Yeah.
Technology development higher, mental anxiety, depression higher.
They go together, huh?
Why? Because many people lose job, these new machines discoveries, especially for mobile phone.
Yeah.
Since Apple 6, 7, 8, what are the costs? How they afford this?
Yeah.
Where the money comes? Many people become jobless, you know?
More and more.
Yes. So then they're suffering more and more. No incomes. That's why I'm saying everything should produce for helping mankind. Okay, good. But their price level should be also very adjustable.
The what level, sorry?
Price.
Okay.
You have to think for everybody, not only for your company, your millinery. No. Even restaurant, I said, when you cook food, you don't feel that I can earn more, but you feel that it will not harm other. You get profit, you other people get profit on both ways. So these thinkings in middle way is very important.
Okay.
Who is thinking middle way nowadays? No.
So I think you might have already touched on it. You said that You need to get to know yourself.
Yes, that is the number one.
This is the number one, so this would be the number one thing that you consider to be essential practice in dealing with anxious patients, especially
young people. Yes, yes. If you don't get that, then you are suffering with the physical and mentally, and you are suffering with all kind of disease and destructions. And there will be no improvement in your life.
No.
How to improve your life? Not only praying, not only practice, if you don't make change and understand yourself. Lacking of changing is the cause factor for all disease. Mm-hmm. One person, no change, especially the high arthritis. I'm saying about the president, prime minister of country, all these high authority people, they walk according to their wishes, their mind. Not with others. Interest is for themselves.
Yeah.
What is the destruction comes to the country people, to the global? They don't think that. These are games. So lack of thinking that destruction is always there, never ending. So if you are from London, if they are from USA, the president or prime minister, bullshit thinking. I should not think this. Then how I should run my country? Yes. Due to lack of understanding, lack of thinking in the universal, then there's no peace.
No.
So what is the option to get peace? To help with the poor? Yes. Not to earn more and more. To get money from poor people is no good. Sufferers, two suffers. So they should help to reduce the suffering.
Yeah.
I don't say any of these politicians are thinking like that.
No, I can't think of any.
So if these thinkings are changes, what do you think? In future is bright. If you don't think in that way, future is no bright.
Yeah.
Destruction is no end.
Yeah.
Always come in one another. Mm. Yes. If someone is in new position, he creating new things.
Western medicine is often criticized for taking a patient out of his or her environment or his or her context for the purposes of healing.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say a little about the importance of a reconnection with natural forces in healing?
No, this always we say, you know, integration treatment, you know, integration, you
integration
know.
Integration treatment.
Yes, very important.
What does it mean?
Walk together.
Oh, I see, yeah.
From the Western side and then traditional side.
Mm-hmm.
So some we do practice in, for example, I'm a doctor, you are a patient, I treated you.
Mm-hmm.
I advise sometimes, go and see your this and this test.
Go and see what, sir?
Go and do this test for this and that.
Uh-huh.
And I say, go and get your medicine for this and that. Yes. And sometimes we talk with the doctors, with the patient's condition.
Mm.
Like, for example, gallstones, gallbladder stone, kidney stones. Yes, there's a medicine to dissolve, come out. But if the stone is too much, multiple stone, if the condition is not good, then we say go for operation. Yes, to give proper advice is very important. If you don't treat it well, gallbladder stone lead into liver cancer also. Yes, so these things, integration, never say that unnecessary things, if you don't need unnecessary treatment, you should not do that. Necessary treatment, combined joint integration is advisable. That is why we have to see the value of the patient.
The what?
Value. Of the patient's life.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
If you damage the value of the patient's life, then you have seen.
Yeah.
In Tibetan medicine, always seen. Seen means what you credit wrong to the person for heart, for mind, is a seen.
So you're very often prescribing not just sort of physical medicine, but you're prescribing ways of life as well.
Yeah.
You're prescribing, you must do this daily, you must, you know, obviously the dietary thing as well.
Yes, this diet and the lifestyle is also two methods of prevention and curing. Many people, many disease, minor disease can be treated without medicine, proper diet, such like flu. You keep warm, okay, no problem. People, they don't keep warm, they go exposed, as I said, luxury. These days, many people, they are suffering luxury disease as arthritis, asthma.
You call them luxury diseases?
Yes, because they use machines for air condition.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So a luxury disease is a disease that...
Which are too exposed in this, you know, like machines.
Yeah.
Machines. If you are reliable on the machine for your lifestyle, then you are suffering luxury disease.
What is the relationship between astrology and specifically with Tibetan Buddhism? Because there's a relationship between astrology and China, and astrology and Indian Hindu as well. Is there a big difference between the relationship?
No. Relationship sometimes, which I example some of the, you know, the ingredient, this is good, but we use them in different method, different purpose, because they have different views.
Yeah.
So similarity, astrology also, same. Relationship between astrology and medicine and Buddhism in Tibet, very close. All these signs we call like five major signs and five minor signs. All these are interrelated. Yes, suppose religion is not only for enlightenment. Religion is special for how to understand your mind. That is why we are suffering, as I said, ignorance. We are going in the black room, black house, black home. We never see anything. That is what ignorance. So since the ignorance is there, you will never ending the sorrows and suffering. If your ignorance is removed, then you are enlightened, which means you are free, liberty. So how to open? By taking medicine, you cannot remove the ignorance. For this, you need to understanding the cause factor of your suffering. That's why Buddha did 6 years meditation. Then finally he found how to come out. So enlightenment is that. Otherwise, if you don't change your mind, 10 years life meditation never gain anything. Sometimes when I go in, you know, France, I go to some of the retreat centers.
Yeah.
There are many.
Yeah.
When they say, oh, I'm 3 years and 3 months doing retreat. 10 years before I saw, and after that I saw the same, no changes. I said, what you are doing? Really? You haven't changed any single from your mind. This is not retreat. Sometimes this affects bad for the religion practice. Because you no change. That means you are not doing properly. You are not doing understandingly. Doing something, understanding something, and getting good advice through your teacher, then you change, definitely. We never say everything is transient, never become permanent, changeable. So that's why your mind also need to change.
Of course.
So you don't obtain anything, you know, if you do religion, practice meditation. But if you don't change yourself, which I said before, self-change is very important. Self-understanding, self-acknowledgement.
Okay.
This is my mistake. I have to do it. I have to change it. This should be built up. Oh, I'm right. He's wrong. Then that always causes problem.
Yeah.
There will be no good result.
No. Has Tibetan medicine changed since 4,000 years ago?
No.
Yeah.
No, the change is not very much necessary, but many of things which are said in the text not be able to do.
Sorry, say that again.
Many technique, many things to treat it, certain many things, you know.
Okay.
These things we said in the text, but we are not able to practice.
Okay.
But with many reasons. Because of the ingredient, because of the acceptance of the WHO, you know, if you go on that. So WHO standard is only for the Western medicine. Scientific proof, scientifically accept, and then they say, okay, you are able to do this. But they are no permanent. Why? Because many medicine, they say, okay, this is good for, say, about dysprin. They use this medicine for many purpose, for the blood thinning, heart. Now they banned because many women, pregnancy women, got these problems with deformed babies, miscarriages, many. But right now in States, many medicine are banned because what? The research they do, I know, but how permanent they are doing, how thoroughly they are doing. And these are all mostly very high price medicine. Dollar, how much dollars? Even I heard that if you are suffering with the third line or fourth line TB, you are finished, you are financial. You can't afford that.
No.
Do you know?
I don't know how much it is now.
Yeah, this is what I heard. You know, it's so expensive because research is expensive, medicines are expensive, and people are not able to afford. But many of these things happen, but as I said before also, these company, pharmaceutical company, law from WHO, should not see the upper people, should see more of the lower people.
Yeah.
So the price, cost factor is very important. But if you have a health insurance, you get medicine. If you know, you don't get it. But all this understanding with laws individually and necessary from your own. So that's why I said some of these things, you know, independent medicine, which is affordable by everybody. Yes, because in two reasons. Tibetan medicine never say go for blood test, 4,000 rupees. MRI, CT scan, 2,000 rupees. How much? 6,000. Then doctor's consultation, 1,000, 500, 2,000. Then medicine, altogether 10,000 rupees. The poor people cannot afford. Such things, you know, it's okay, but they have to be see on the certain levels, you know.
Yeah.
So these are some which I don't want to say, but issues are always coming, you know. Why the patient, they are not properly continuous the treatment, because of some reasons are always there. But these are some legally from the country to country, these are something like medicines. I don't want to talk more about that, but as I said, taking care with the patients for life as important contributions through medicine, through research, proper medication, proper research is very important to increase the awareness of disease treatment. All these things are very important, you know.
Yeah.
To develop much more like that. Independent medicine also, I said, we are trying to get more, arranging facilities for many of the patients, you know, for all type of treatment, what they needed. But sometimes due to deficiency of plants, sometimes don't grow in the here, grow only in Tibet, difficult to get this. And some applications for treating disease are permissible, some are not permissible. Those things are difficulty sometimes. But overall, medicine-wise and health advice, dietist-wise, lifestyle-wise, we do as much as we are. But even then, I never say we are 100% to afford everything. No. We have attitude, so we need to go for process to put it more and more affordable, more and more for assets that proper treatment requirement is necessary.
Do you have a special interest medically?
On what?
What are you most interested in?
As
a doctor?
No, as a doctor, I'm not very interested in anything, but just for dealing with the people, helping with them, and sometimes to do some of this. You know, we say in Tibet, there's a lot of knowledge we have, but it does not come out in the scientific way, which I said, SBA1C, and fiber skins ratios. Never said in Tibetan medicine about this measurement, but in the West, when they do the blood test, when they did this, they find.
Yeah.
Yes, that's why very good things. You know, we have very hidden treasure, which are not coming out to know the people, like a fatty liver, yes.
Yeah.
Fatty liver grade 3, grade 2, after taking 6 months medicine, they says no. Fatty liver now, before they proved by ultrasound. Yes. So such things. Then the doctor say, oh, is there a Tibetan medicine for fatty liver? Yeah, they say. They always think that Tibetan medicine is little orthodox, religious medicine. No. Scientifically, yes. It works on both ways. Scientifically, religiously, fatally. Yes, why not? If it's not scientifically, then how it works? Physical matters, you see. Physical matters went. These are surgical matters. Fatty livers, you know. But without surgery, without doing anything, medicine taking proper at 3-4 months, dissolve, no seeing. That means it is doing. Scientifically. So such things which independent medicine, there are many, many, many other things also. Say about for kidney function, say about cholesterol level. Yes. But they need to do some modern techniques, modern instrumental can evidence to prove and to show.
Okay.
So that means the science is not through spiritual, science is as science. Really.
So you need the, you often like to have these pieces of technology so that you can prove stuff.
That's what I'm saying, to more to make people understand. Sometimes people, they don't know how it works, we don't know how this medicine is reliable or not. Something like that, you know. Because as I said, our medical terms are not in scientific words.
Yeah.
That's why one reason for this is that scientifically to prove, to show this in the terms. Because we are not the same science. Basic principle of Tibetan medicine is not same to the Western medical science. So there's a difference. So diversity, technology is different, and also medical terms are different. You only know your Western terms, I know only Tibetan terms. But even Tibetan terms are not known by every Tibetans. So there are many, many other things. But it does mean that we don't have in our science, not lacking in our science. We have everything. But to prove scientifically, yes, this is what I interest to do.